I just been thinking a lot about how you said anyone who wants to walk in the Spirit, anytime they hear the I, that is not, you know, this is not compatible. So I don't know, just that taking a moment and like, well, I've settled this. This is never going to be the way I respond. I still don't quite know where to go, but I know who you are. I know who you are. So I'm going to just put one foot in front of the other and trust you. You're it. You're the one. You know, I don't know about me and how I'm doing or if I'm even making the right choice here, but you are the man, you know. It does take away the fear and the I and the paralysis and then you're okay being correctable because you just want him, so it's okay.
That's the most piece of cake.
Right.
You want to be your own person and you never resent.
Right.
I tried so hard. Look it.
Yeah. We can be resilient when we just want him.
Yeah, I'm not even sure resilience is the right word about the nitpick or anything, but resilience sounds like it bounces back, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I don't, it's not a bouncing at all.
Right.
If, you know, if it's all you want is Jesus, you don't have to correct your defensiveness and bounce
back. That's true.
Mm. It doesn't, you absorb it as a positive from the very beginning. How long did it take David to deal with his Shimei moment, right? Shimei screaming down insults and curses on him. Was David resilient? Or did David absorb it as, this could be from God. Mm-hmm. It's okay, leave it alone. It was his posture to absorb it and to learn from it. He didn't even have to bounce back. He wasn't being, oh, wait a minute, let me sort of pull myself together here. This could be okay. You know, that's resilient.
Right.
I don't think he needed to be resilient. His posture was, I'm a learner, I need to grow. I've already seen myself in the mirror this morning. You don't have to convince me.
Right.
Don't spend a lot of time convincing.
No.
I'm with you.
Right. Let's just stay at ground zero. That's just, anytime you think you got something, it's not good. I was thinking about, it could even be so wrong, but I was thinking about how he told his mom, you know, it's not my time right now. Don't talk to them about filling up the water jars. It's not my time right now. And she did anyways. And then that was the first miracle. And I was just thinking, man, he could have sat there and thought, oh no, I told her it wasn't my time. And what did I get? You know, was I just missing something? I don't know. But it was like he had to learn through suffering. He had somehow, there must have been a learning that wasn't, I don't know, maybe I'm totally wrong to think that way, but it seemed like he made adjustments, and it wasn't I'm the son of God here, what's wrong? You know, nothing went introverted at all.
And a lot of you just, you know, wanted to do what, you know, just was trying to help her, you know. It's not my time, Mom, but I think Jesus kind of had it handled a little bit, but Mary's the one I'm impressed with. How does she know?
I know.
It's like, man, that was bold.
It was.
And he didn't
good
respond.
For her.
You responded very kindly. That's not my time, but you know, it is my time.
Maybe he just liked that so much he changed his time.
The last miracle she saw was the virgin birth. That was 30 years earlier.
Yeah.
On what basis did she arrive at that conclusion that this was the time? I love it. That's bold.
It's the ironic thing about that person that felt like introspection is a burden. The day before had written a note, had about 250 words total. And roughly 40 of them were first-person pronoun, I, me, myself, mine. Talk about introspective. I mean, that's about as introspective as you can get. That's living inside yourself.
That's,
you know,
that would be repulsive.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
But the way, you know, the most freedom I've had for myself is when I've done what you said, you know, or like David, test me, know my heart, see if I'm... there's any offensive way in you, lead me in the everlasting way. That's freedom.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, good. Up a bit here.
40 out of 250.
Yeah.
That's staggering.
I mean, as I was reading it, it just kept going.
What was it?
Like every one of us punch.
Just a text message that someone wrote about how it's a burden to basically, you know, live on the z-axis. Meanwhile, they've said 40 out of 250 words were I.
And the reason was they didn't want to be introspective.
It's like the whole world. It's the why question we were talking about last night. Why is it important to me to drive a fancy car? Is it? Is it not? What would it be like? Play it out. What would it be like driving a Volkswagen Bug that you have to push start? I remember talking about that 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, what would it be like? Would that be okay? Would it be embarrassing? But inconvenient when start, whatever, you know? Like, how do I feel about it? Why do I need this? What would I be like if that wasn't this way? How, you know, to play all that stuff out, I'm like, why do I do what I do? To make sure that I find it in a clean way in my heart, to make sure that it's for Jesus. And then anything pops out at the end. You know, it doesn't matter what pops out at the end. If my heart between me and God has been resolved, then I can live with anything, good or bad. You know, riches for richer, for poorer, for sickness or health. You know, like all that stuff, I got it. It's fine. And I want to keep just testing it and making sure that I'm purged of the unclean ways. You're giving me a clean heart, oh God. You know, I want to make sure that stays right. And then whatever pops out at the end, it's not a big deal. Well, that was the thing that was such a burden. I don't want to know why. I don't want to question why. I don't care why. I want what I want. And if you're making me be introspective, then I'll lose my mind. Well, that's only true if you haven't died to yourself. You know, Jesus said, if you want to come after me, here's the rules. You have to deny your very self. Oh, I do deny myself. Sometimes I do things I don't want to do. Sometimes I give up things I want. That's not denying your very self. That's denying yourself. That's totally different. To deny your very self means I don't exist anymore. I don't have any rights. I have no demands. My desires don't matter. I don't even care. I know God loves to give good gifts to his children. I'll just trust him for that. I'll thank him for it today, but I don't expect it tomorrow. Done. It has nothing to do with me, I, myself, mine. Nothing to do with all of that stuff. To deny your very self, take up your cross, means you got no plans for tomorrow. What's on your to-do list for tomorrow when you've taken up your cross today and carried it to Calvary? What's on your to-do list? Are you planning for the vacation to Disney World? No. There's no further plans on your calendar if you've taken up your cross. You don't have to have anything. There's no me, my, I, mine. All that stuff's gone when you've denied your very self. And so now there's no anxiety at all in asking what your motives are, because now all I want to do is be with him, be like him, be in him. That's all I want. I've denied the rest of that stuff. I don't have to. He's not going to take anything away from me, and I'll resent that. That's ridiculous. I don't even have anything. What do I have that I did not receive? I didn't have anything in the first place. What in the world am I going to be upset about if I don't have something tomorrow that I had today when I didn't deserve it today? How ridiculous is that? Playing God is a very dangerous sport. That's what happens on the XY. To be like a God. And when you live that way, you shall surely die. What happens on the inside of you from that point on is just rot. There's nothing good happens in your heart when you live on the XY and have to be a God and control your own destiny and control what you want and like what you want and be entertained. You know, I love this, I like that, I want that, someday I'll have this. All this imaginary stuff of this present age is just, it's pathetically weak, and it rots, right? Moth and rust destroy, thieves break in and steal. Grow up. It doesn't exist. It doesn't matter. Grow up. Let it go. It all belongs to him. Just trust him. He's a good daddy. Just trust him. The rest is his.